Hello, everybody, and I am glad you're here today. It's another great day for a Froggy the Gator podcast, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you kids listening, so let me first and foremost say thank you all for being here, and thank you all for writing in with so many awesome jokes. We got another great one to open up today's show. This joke is from a listener who goes by the name Doggy Nico. Doggy Nico wrote in with today's joke, and are you ready for it? Here it goes. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Why is 6 afraid of 7? Do you have a guess? I'll let you think about it for a second. It's pretty hilarious, so I want to see if you can get it. Why is 6 afraid of 7? And the answer is, because 7 ate 9. A little math humor. Heyo, Doggy Nico. Thank you, my friend. You again prove the staggering comedic prowess of our audience with a classic pun one-liner. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 ate 9. Oh my gosh. I'll be laughing about this one for days. And we want to hear more jokes from all of you listening, so write in with your best joke as a response to the Q&A for this episode, and I'll read it in an upcoming episode. And today's episode is very special, much like Doggy Nico's joke, or maybe even more special, because it was inspired by a couple of our listeners, Dean and Braxton, who are 4 and 2 years old. Mr. Hummus and Froggy the Gator were playing in Froggy's backyard, you know, like they always do. But today, Mr. Hummus seemed a little bit distracted. What's on your mind, Mr. Hummus? Froggy asked. You've barely even helped me dig this big hole we've been working on. Mr. Hummus smiled. He wasn't exactly distracted because he was sad. He was distracted because he was excited. He was distracted because he was thinking about how his dad was about to come home. Oh yeah, Froggy, Mr. Hummus said. I guess I am a little bit distracted. I guess I'm just thinking a lot about my dad. You know, he's in the army, and he's been gone overseas on deployment. He's been gone for a few months, actually, but tomorrow, he's coming home. Well, that's great news, Froggy the Gator said to Mr. Hummus. You know, my dad always talks about how lucky we are for guys like your dad who work so hard to keep our country safe. He's always saying, you know, Froggy, we should always show respect to Father Hummus, even more than normal, because his job is really hard and important. Mr. Hummus smiled proudly, and even though he was excited and happy his dad was coming home, he was also starting to feel a little bit sad, too, now that he was thinking about it. Yeah, Mr. Hummus said to Froggy, I know I'm lucky to have my dad, but I still miss him, though. When he's here, we always do fun stuff together, and I'm excited to get to do more fun stuff with him when he's back. I'm excited to talk with him and tell him about all of our adventures, you, me, Wormbird, and Tomato Hedgehog, and Terra Pterodactyl, and even your little brother, Baby the Gator, have been having. But mostly, Mr. Hummus continued, I'm just excited to get to give him a really big hug. I'll bet you are, Froggy said, and those are all things I like to do with my dad, too. So, when does Father Hummus get back? Tomorrow, you said? That's right, Mr. Hummus replied, smiling again, and me and my mom have been getting ready. We went to a meeting a couple weeks ago with other people from the Army where they talked about how we can welcome my dad home, and then my mom made a calendar that counts down the days till he's back, and I mark off each day with an X when I wake up in the morning. He's flying home tomorrow with a couple other soldiers, and we're going to meet him at the airport, and then tomorrow night, we're going to something called a potluck with some other families whose dads were over there with my dad. Wow, Froggy said. That sounds great. Well, since we're just sitting here playing around, maybe we could do something right now to help make your dad feel welcome. Do you have any ideas? You know, said Mr. Hummus, now that you mention it, I know a lot of kids make signs for their dads when they come home. Do you want to help me make a sign for Father Hummus? Oh boy, would I ever, Froggy said. So the two guys ran into Froggy's house and grabbed all of his art supplies. They got a big blank white poster board, probably 2 by 3 feet in size. They grabbed some red, white, and blue paint and some old 4th of July stickers that Froggy had left over from the summer before, and then they got to work. First things first, Mr. Hummus said, and they wrote out words in big letters. They both were getting really good at writing. Froggy was learning at his school with Mrs. Weasels, and Mr. Hummus, if you'll recall, was in homeschool, so his mom, Mummus Hummus, had taught him how to write. "Welcome home, Dad," they wrote, in big red, white, and blue letters. "This is off to a great start," Mr. Hummus said. "Now we need to draw some cool stuff on here, too." So Froggy drew a big American flag at the top of the poster board, which he had to admit looked pretty good, and Mr. Hummus drew a big green airplane, like the one he imagined his dad was flying in overseas. "This is like a couple of professionals designed it," Froggy said, admiring their artistic skills. "Just one more thing," Mr. Hummus said, as he readied himself to put the finishing touches on his dad's welcome home sign. "We need to draw me and my mom and my dad all standing together, reunited again." So Mr. Hummus carefully drew a picture of his family, all holding hands, all with their orange fur, because, as you listeners all know, Mr. Hummus has orange fur, but he's not really any kind of animal. I mean, well, maybe he's kind of like a bear, or kind of like some sort of sloth, even, but he's also orange. So Mr. Hummus drew a picture of his family, all holding hands, all together again, and smiling. Just then, Froggy the Gator's dad walked into the room. "Hey, boys," he said. "I just got off the phone with Mummus Hummus. She said it's time for you to go home, Mr. Hummus. You guys have a big day tomorrow." So Mr. Hummus walked back to his house with his sign, more excited than ever to see his dad in the morning. That night, he could barely sleep. He kept thinking about all the fun things he wanted to do with his dad when he got home. He wanted to go to the park, he wanted to go see monster trucks, he wanted to ride in the car, he wanted to go to the beach, he wanted to go on long nature hikes, all of it. Finally, when morning came around, Mummus Hummus walked in the room. "Mr. Hummus," she said, "it's time to go see your dad." At the airport, which was a normal airport, which is what the Army sometimes uses if they only need to fly a couple soldiers home at a time, they joined a small crowd of other families as the plane touched down. Everybody was excited, and there were a couple other kids there too who were holding signs that they'd made for their dads. Mr. Hummus looked out the window and saw his dad's plane touch down. Then he saw people walk off the plane toward the gate. After what seemed like hours, even though it was only a minute or two, Mr. Hummus saw his dad walk through the gate. He gave a big shout, "Hey Dad, over here!" as he waved the sign that he and Froggy had made. And as soon as he did, Father Hummus saw his family and ran over to where they were standing. He picked up Mr. Hummus high in the air and gave him a huge, and I mean huge, hug. "We missed you so much, Dad," Mr. Hummus said as his dad put him down and gave Mummus Hummus an equally big hug. "I missed you guys too," Father Hummus said, "but being with you guys now and seeing you safe makes it all worth it." And Father Hummus picked up Mr. Hummus again, and he held Mummus Hummus's hand, and they all walked out to the car, reunited again.